Mitzvahs Hashem, our halacha section from Daf Lamed emerges from the dramatic Gemara of the Petira of David HaMelech and the heter that the Chachamim gave to Shlomo, that he would only be able to move David HaMelech from the sun where there was a Bizayon Ameis if a kikar or tinok, a bread or a child, was put on top of him. So that brings us to the halacha topic of the acceptable modes of moving something that is muksa and their conditions and the discussion within contemporary poskim up until our discussion with Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita on this topic. Our Gemara tells us a tremendous lesson, ki lekelev chai hu tov mena aryeh hames, that a dead body is considered muksa and cannot be moved except al yidei kikar o tinok. This is found in Simin Shin Yud Aleph, and this is what's done in case chas v'chalila of a ptira on Shabbos. A kikar is placed on the nifter, and then the mifter is moved. In Simin Shin Yud Aleph Sif Hei, the Mechaber emphasizes something that's important that one should not confuse from our Gemara. And that is that this idea of placing a kikar or a tinuk on top of something and automatically the Dovra Muksa will be permissible to move, it does not apply except for a mace, and it's only due to Bizayon HaMace, as the Mishnah Berurah spells out in the beginning of Simin Shin Yud Aleph, in Sif Katan Beis, which is really based on the Beferish Gemara, and Kuf Mem Beis Amid Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. The next part of Shin Yud Aleph Aleph is very important for all of Hilchos Muktzah, and not just for the Halachos of a mace. The Mechaber goes on and says, since we paskin tiltul min hatzad, moving an object from the side, let's say incidentally, is considered a tiltul as well. If a kikar or tinok is not available, so then such a case, it's prohibited to move the object from the side. And that means to pick the mace up in a bed and roll it off a bed into another bed would ostensibly be prohibited. However, and here we get to a very important halacha l'maisa discussion. If one needs that bed, it's tiltul min hatzad l'tzorech hamakom, says the mechaber in Simin Shin Yud Aleph Sif Hei, im tzorech l'mkom hames mutar l'taltul min hatzad. If you need the area where the mace is, then you're allowed to do tiltul min hatzad. This is based on Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The scope of the heter of tiltul min hatzad is a big discussion, which will be the rest of our discussion. Two very important examples, it will reach very important examples of halacha lemaisa. The scope of the heter of tiltul min hatzad will be the focus of the rest of our dvar halacha. Just as one we saw that it tiltul min hatzad, moving the dead body, is permissible if one needs the place in the bed. The Mechaber follows up with this halach in Shin Yud Aleph. Tiltul min hatzad, tzarech davar mutter mutter, hilkach, tznon, a radish, shetaman ba'aretz, that is buried in the ground. One is allowed to remove the radish even if there is no act of severing something from the ground, if there are no roots, even though you will be tangentially moving the ground along with it. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Ches Sif Katan Kuf Tes Vav applies this halacha to the everyday Shabbos table. There, the Mechaber is discussing that if there are bones on the table that are not edible, even for Meichel Behema, which is sometimes what happens when there's garbage at the end of the meal that collects on the table, so there it is mukta. However, the Mishnah Berurah comments that just like the Mechaber says, Minares HaTavla, that one is allowed to shake off the table, that would be Tiltul Min Hatzad, L'Tzorech Dover HaMutter, that you need, if you want to use the table. So too, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'u'adinim ma'avirum al-yidei Dover Acher, K'gon Shu Megar Osam al-yidei Sakum Min HaMapeh, if you use a knife, it'll be permissible. The mutter im utzarach leishtamish b'makom shemunach sham hatzamas ve'aklipin, and this is quoting from the Magen Avram. The zem mikrul tiltul min hatzad v'shari im hu utzarach davar hamutter. It's acceptable to do this because it's tiltul min hatzad l'tzarach davar hamutter. The Chazon Ish in Simen Mem Zayin Sivkot and Yudalet disagrees strongly with the Mishnah Berurah. He says that is not considered total min hatzad because we view the knife that is being used by the individual as being an extension of his hand. Tiltul min hatzad, let's think back of the previous cases that we had in the sugya. Tiltul min hatzad over there was if an individual pulled out a onion and there was dirt that was on the side that jostled due to it. It is an individual who is lifting a bed and something is rolling off, a mace is rolling off of the bed. But if he takes a stick, that's an extension of his hand itself. In my reading of the Chazon Ish, he even goes further and he connects it to a different issue. Back in Tishin Yud Aleph Zayin, the Mechaber there says that Tiltul Min HaGuf is going to be permissible, and that is the reason why an individual is allowed to lay down on a bed that has straw in it, even though it's inevitable that he will move it, because it's Tiltul BeGuf. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Ches Sifkot and Yugimel paskins that kicking something is not considered total muksa because it's total min haguf. However, the Chazon Ish strongly disagrees, and he says, no, the heter of total begufo is an indirect tiltul. Just like the Chazon Ish claims that when it comes to tiltul min hasakin, it will only be acceptable if it's an indirect tiltul. So Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, lishitasam, disagree in two cases. Number one, is kicking a davar hamukta considered like tiltul if it's a direct action? Let's say one has a hammer that is sitting in a place and one wants to move it. So then in such a case, according to Mishnah Berurah, one is allowed to kick it. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees because that's considered direct movement. Similarly, when it comes to Tiltul Min Hatzad, Letzarech Dover Hamutter, we learned expressly that that's acceptable when it comes to a mace. Does that apply as well when moving a mace from one bed to a next without moving it directly? By shaking, lifting and shaking the bed. Does that apply as well to using a stick, to using a knife? So the Chazon Ish quotes the Mishnah Berurah, who holds that it is, as we quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Shin Ches, Sifkot and Kuf Tes Vav. However, Chazon Ish again claims that the only type of heter that we have here, both Tiltul Begufo, as well as Tiltul Min Hatzad, is that it's an indirect form of movement. The moment it becomes a direct form of movement, then even though it's not with one's hand, it's still going to be aser. If you'd like to hear more about this topic, I discussed this last year in Tavshin Ayin Beis, the year 2011-2012, in the Gros Kolel in a Seder Shiurim on Mukta. At that time, we also mentioned something exciting that I was very much bothered. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, which in general has done a fantastic job, aside from the fact that they don't have Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita's Psakim most of the time, quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita as saying that he knows that Lemaisa, the Chazon Ish, was Mako, and in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah they say, was Mako like the Mishnah Berurah, to move the things on a table that were muksa with a knife. I found that hard to understand, considering that the Chazon Ish feels so strongly, and he develops the idea so beautifully and so clearly in Simen Mem Zayin, I found it hard to believe that he was going back on his words. I went, Bischus, in the Yeshiva Netiv Aryeh, went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and asked him this question with the Chazon Ish and the Dirshu. He said the Dirshu quoted him correctly, that the Chazon Ish was Matir. However, he explained to me that the Chazon Ish was Matir because fundamentally it was a Graf Shel Re'i. He said the Chazon Ish was not being Chozer from his Psak. Even though a Graf Shel Re'i could be moved L'chatchila with one's hands, nevertheless, if one can move it with a knife, then that would presumably be advantageous. Reb Chaim did not make this point. Reb Chaim's words to me were that this is correct. That's what the Chazon Ish had told him. And the reason I asked, how is that reconciled with the Chazon Ish's psak? So he said that it's a graf shel rei, and therefore it will be permissible to move. Again, presumably, even though there's a lot of room to say it's a graf shel rei, l'chol apachos to do it with a sakin and not to move it absolutely directly. It's still a little bit unclear, according to our approach and the way I understood Reb Chaim Kanievsky, why the Chazon Ish altogether used a knife, because Maman Avshach, either it's Muktza and one cannot use a knife, and a knife is considered extension of the hand, or if it's not Muktza, then what do you need a knife for altogether? And how is a knife going to help if it's permissible? And if it's prohibited, how could one use the knife? I thought that there might be a different way of reconciling the psak of the Chazon Ish with his actions, and that is there's a big difference between the case of the Mishnah Berurah that the Chazon Ish disagrees with, where a person is taking a knife and pushing bones, versus someone who's cleaning off a table on Shabbos. If you take a look, the quote is, Reb Chaim also verified that this is correct as well. It's permissible to remove the things from the table with a shmata. There, a person's cleaning off the whole table. He's not necessarily cleaning off directly the mukta, and the svara of the Chazon Ish is if he's cleaning off directly the mukta, so then, in such a case, it's no longer considered total menatzat. The Chazon Ish, of course, agrees that there's idea of tiltul menatzat, but it has to be an incidental movement of the muktzah. There are many things that are left over on the table after the meal. There's the children's toy, there's breadcrumbs which aren't muktzah, there are bones that aren't muktzah, there's some salad that's probably not muktzah. In such a case, the fact that the bones are also coming off, if it's a shmata that he's clearing off the whole table, it could very well be that it would qualify even as an incidental tiltul muktzah, which is not the way the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah presents it, and the logic of the Chazon Ish's Shita seems to be quite compelling when one analyzes the sugya. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos of Tiltul Min Hatzad, and our halacha from the Daily Daf.